for our Busch Light Apple, the old Bapple car here. We'll see if we can make it the whole race.
Can you describe the tunnel turn and how upsetting, how rough that tunnel turn is?
It's hard to describe. It's tough to describe because it's just awkward. It's not like Indy. It doesn't feel like Indy to me. It feels worse. So definitely got to there's more left on the table for me there, but got to be careful. It'll bite me.
More left on the table. That means Ross Chastain's ready to go to work. He starts 21st here this afternoon.
We will head back trackside to the starting grid in just a moment. But first, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
The NASCAR Cup Series is in Long Pond, Pennsylvania for the Great American Getaway 400 Motor Racing Network, here to bring you live coverage of this rain-delayed event. Sun is out. We're just about set for pre-race ceremonies, but before we get to that point, let's go back trackside. Let's hear from the driver who's starting fifth. He's with Jason Toy.
That is Cole Custer with a fantastic starting position here at Pocono, trying to ride that momentum from Mexico last week. Congratulations on that top 10. First one here for the team and the Haas Factory team. Now that momentum carries on. What's it going to take it to get it through 160 laps?
You just got to take it one lap at a time here. You know, this is definitely a tricky place, so you definitely have to just keep your wits about you the whole time. But I feel like our guys gave me a great car this weekend. You know, we should have a good shot to go and have a solid finish here, and can't thank HaasTooling.com enough and Ford. So hopefully we can go out there and just have a solid day and have a shot this thing at the end.
You picked up a couple of wins in the Xfinity Series here, but I know your crew chief will handle a lot of the strategy. How much input do you give them on that, or you just kind of follow the way that he tells you?
We talked about it definitely before the race, and we have an idea. You know, we collaborated a little bit on that, but I listen to the crew chief. You know, he can see the whole picture, so you definitely have to put some trust in that.
All right, have fun.
Thank you.
All right, Cole Custer, he's starting off fifth today, and they're looking to continue that same great finish that they had last week at Mexico.
When you look at the successes of Kyle Larson in the NASCAR Cup Series, it's hard to believe that at all the tracks he has won, this one is not one of them. He does have a lot of top tens here. Matter of fact, the most of any track without a win. To get a win today at Pocono, he's going to have to do it from the 24th starting position. Steve Post is alongside Kyle Larson.
Mike, you talked about that performance, 9 top tens to be more specific, including 2 second place finishes. So, Kyle, when we look at Pocono, you've been oh so close so many times. What's that little thing have you pinpointed what that little thing is you need to get over the top and maybe win this thing today?
I don't know. I've not ever really been like the fastest, maybe other than that 2021 when we blew the tire. But our team, you know, even when I was getting at Ganassi, I feel like our team would execute well enough to be up in the hunt at the end of the race. So I think it's going to take a lot of that today. I don't think we're amazing on car balance, but you know, as long as we can, you know, execute good restarts and stuff and keep, you know, inching at it, I think we can, you have the right strategy to go along with it to try and be up front at the end to get a win. So, got a lot of confidence in my crew and our HendrickCars.com Chevy, and we'll see if we can get it done.
When it comes to the varying strategies, are you a make me aware of it, keep me all the details on it? How are you on the spectrum as far as what you want to know about the strategy with working through this race with Cliff?
I do like to know everything that's going on. I feel like, and Cliff does a really, really good job of painting a picture for me, and it just kind of allows me to know, like, who I'm around, what their objectives are, what's my objective, do I need to really race them, or are they going to pit? Because a lot of times if you don't know and you're just pushing all the time, you can get over, you know, aggressive when you don't need to be and, you know, push yourself into a mistake or something. So, yes, I do think it's important to know the picture out there, and I think that's something that Cliff's been really good at with me.
As Kyle Larson starts 24th here this afternoon.
And let's hear from the driver who will start 30th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. He's with Chasen Toy.
Got a little work to do for him to get his 47th Chevrolet back up towards the front. And Ricky, you know, you guys lately have had some good runs. Lately in runs, you've been finding yourself up towards the front. A little bit of a hole to start off in today. What's it take to get it done here, especially when it comes to different strategies?
Yeah, Pocono opens up those strategies for sure. And, you know, I think for me, it's our Martins Camaro was really loose yesterday. And so, you know, we tried to tighten it up overnight. I think a little bit of cloud coverage might help, you know, kind of our situation as well. So, yeah, we were just a little too free yesterday. And, you know, two maybe a little too aggressive on our setup. So we backed some of those things out. Like you said, we're in a hole for sure. But Pocono opens up the playbook. You know, you'll see leaders pit before the end of stages and things like that, trying to, you know, flip track position. And, you know, Mike and the guys will be busy on top of the box. We'll just try and run as best lap times as we can throughout the race, keep our track position when we do get it, and see if we can't turn this thing into a top 15 finish somewhere.
We talked about Mike Kelly, your crew chief, familiar voice in your ear. You're going to have a new voice in your ear today in Clayton Hughes. How is it to come into a race like this with a brand new spotter where you've only used them during practice?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it'll be, you know, turn one, getting in here on restarts is tricky anyway in and of itself. So, you know, you'll have that. You know, be using the mirrors a lot. But just really, to me, just focused on getting that communication down as we head to Atlanta next weekend, where I feel like is a racetrack that we can just show up and go win there. So I feel really good about our chances next week. And so trying to get that communication down, make sure that I can process everything that Clayton's saying throughout this race and know exactly where all the cars are and what everybody's doing around me, and just be ready to go for next week.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. getting ready to put the window net up and get ready to roll here at Pocono.
Talked to Ricky Friday on TMD with Brad Gilley, and one of the things he talked about, the camera in the back of these cars from the roof, the video that he's got there, helps with that turn one clearing. None of the spotters really can tell that. It's 3/4 mile down there. Trying to get depth perception works really well there. He also talked about being a little free. Starting 30th, a little free balance. Be good for driving in traffic.
And we hope to watch Ricky Stenhouse Jr. make his way to the front, hoping they made the right adjustments, hoping everybody has what they need after a morning of rain turning into an afternoon of sunshine and what will be an ending in the evening here at the Pocono Raceway. Opening ceremonies are coming up. NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
The Virginia Lottery has mega news! Whoa, Mega Millions just got more mega, more millions! Now with a chance to multiply your non-jackpot prize up to 10 times and a higher jackpot starting at $50 million, all for just $5. So go grab a ticket before this news
gets any bigger!
Oh, too late.
To learn more, visit valottery.com/mega. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly. 888-532-3500.
NASCAR's only street race returns to the streets of Chicago July 5th and 6th. Lock in your ticket to summer thrills now. Visit NASCARChicago.com for more.
The dry spell is over for Alex Bowman. One 90-degree right-hand turn remains. He makes it perfectly out onto the front straightaway. Checkered flag is in the air, and Alex Bowman has won in the streets of Chicago.
Starting lineup is coming up next. First from Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Discover all the ways to enjoy the wholesome products that start with the goodness of milk. For breakfast, try some cottage cheese topped with fruit. Or a big helping of yogurt in your favorite flavor. Dairy products not only taste good, but they're good for you. They supply protein to help get your day off to a great start.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work throughout the year. This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Conroe Sales and Service, your Bobcat and Gravely dealer, Durand and Whitehall.
Looking for a new skid steer loader, compact track loader, or UTV? Take the challenge. Go head-to-head against other brands, comparing quality, comfort, or performance. Bobcat machines are the best in the industry. But don't take our word for it. Visit BobcatAdvantage.com or visit us in person at Comroe Sales and Service, your authorized Bobcat dealer in Durand. Call us today, 715-672-4263, to learn more.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Here's the starting lineup for the Great American Getaway 400, presented by VisitPA.com. Brought to you by eBay. Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, and boom, you're missing a part. It's okay, because whatever it is, it's on eBay, and it's guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Row 19,
Brennan Poole, The Woodlands, Texas.
Row 18.
Cody Ware, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Josh Berry, Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Row 17.
Bubba Wallace, Mobile, Alabama.
A.G. Allmendinger, Los Gatos, California.
Row 16.
Todd Gilliland, Mooresville, North Carolina.
William Byron, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Row 15.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Riley Herbst, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Row 14.
Michael McDowell, Glendale, Arizona.
Ty Dillon, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Row 13.
Kyle Busch, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Alex Bowman, Tucson, Arizona.
Row 12.
Kyle Larson, Elk Grove, California.
Shane Van Gisbergen, Manukau, New Zealand.
Row 11.
Justin Haley, Winnemac, Indiana.
Ross Chastain, Alva, Florida.
Row 10.
Ryan Blady, Hartford, Ohio.
Austin Cindric, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Row 9.
Chase Elliott, Dawsonville, Georgia.
Noah Gregson, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Row 8.
Austin Dillon, Welcome, North Carolina.
Zane Smith, Huntington Beach, California.
Row 7.
Brad Keselowski, Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Ryan Preece, Berlin, Connecticut.
Row 6.
Joey Logano, Middletown, Connecticut.
Eric Jones, Byron, Michigan.
And now, the top 10 starters. Starting 10.
Daniel Suarez, Monterrey, Mexico.
Starting 9.
Christopher Bell, Norman, Oklahoma.
Starting 8.
Tyler Reddick, Corning, California.
Starting 7.
Ty Gibbs, Washington, D.C.
Starting 6th.
Chase Briscoe, Mitchell, Indiana.
Starting 5th.
Cole Custer, Ladera Ranch, California.
Starting 4th.
John Hunter Nemechek, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Starting 3rd.
Carson Osovar, Portage, Michigan.
Starting 2nd.
Chris Buescher, Prosper, Texas.
And starting on the pole,
Denny Hamlin, Chesterfield, Virginia.
That's the starting lineup for the Great American Getaway 400, presented by VisitPA.com.
They're the drivers getting ready to square off in moments here at Pocono. Opening ceremonies on the way in just a moment. Todd, what's top of mind for you as we get set to go?
Well, I'm looking at cars in the back of this field. You know, the 23, the 24, even Ryan Blaney, then 12, they're 20th on back. I'm wondering if the pace that Denny Hamlin can set will trap them where they can't flip stages, kind of dictate their strategies.
Right now, we are getting ready for pre-race ceremonies. Kurt, it's been a long time coming, almost a two-hour delay, but we're set for it, my friend.
Every time we come to Pocono with the three turns, I think of what Bobby Labonte, who was very good here, said years ago when asked which one's the toughest turn. He said all of them.
And indeed, that will be the case. The question is, who will be the master of some? Can there be a master of all? We're all going to find out together. Now, trackside for pre-race ceremonies.
Race fans, please rise as you are able. Remove your caps, and veterans render a hand salute as the James I. O'Neill High School and the United States Military Color Guard present our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome President and Senior Chaplain of Motor Racing Outreach, Billy Muldoon.
Heavenly Father, it is a fantastic day here in Pocono, and we thank you for your presence in our lives. Today, our NASCAR family remembers the life and joy of knowing Major Pat Broussard. Please comfort his family and friends. Bless everyone with a great day of racing, and our nation, and those who protect our freedom as we all enjoy the sport we love. May your peace be with us all. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
And now, here to perform our national anthem, please welcome First Class Navy Petty Officer, retired Gerald Wilson.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, Star Spangled the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Navy Petty Officer First Class Gerald Wilson with our national anthem. We're just about set to go racing.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on a qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
At NAPA, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, NAPA has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission, to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know.
NAPA knows.
The command to fire the engines coming up from Pocono Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
From the toasty mozzarella on top of your favorite pizza to the mound of real whipped cream on top of your favorite ice cream sundae, so many of the foods we enjoy are dairy products, and they get their start on the dairy farms of America. And we take this opportunity to say thanks to the men and women who operate our dairies and dairy farms.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work throughout the year. This June Dairy Month salute is being brought to you by Tractor Central, Durand, Mondovi, Menominee.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Cup Series.
It's going to be a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll and pass the race car today, pal.
Hey, boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the Great American Getaway 400, presented by VisitPA.com from Pocono Raceway. Brought to you by Goodyear. Quality from the track to the street. Goodyear, the official tire of NASCAR. By Eero, the way Wi-Fi should be. Discover our newest generation of routers at EERO.com. By NAPA, get the brakes and suspension parts you need right now at NAPA. By Powerball, the NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back. By Progressive Insurance. Progressive protects your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, and RV, and could save you money. Visit Progressive.com. By Straight Talk Wireless, real unlimited data for fans of fast, official partner of NASCAR. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance.
Here at Pocono, the green flag for the Great American Getaway 400 for the NASCAR Cup Series was originally scheduled for 2:21 p.m. Eastern Time. Rains came through. Rains moved out. Track is now dried. Mike, we're a couple of hours late, but we are, and this is the most important thing, we are ready to race.
Coming up in moments, we'll give you the command to fire engines to get us going here this afternoon. Looking at the playoff leaderboard here, 10 races to go in the regular season. There are drivers that are locked in with wins. There's 10 of them.
There are six open spots. Some have an advantage more than the other. All eyes are on the cut line right now. Chris Buescher in by 19. His teammate Ryan Preece out by 19. Michael McDowell, A.J. Allmendinger, Kyle Busch, and others looking on. Todd, this is a day of opportunity. Maximizing performance, maximizing everything you can to improve your standing on this playoff leaderboard.
Yeah, and I really feel with what we've got left in the schedule, two speedway races, three road course races, I don't think that line's really Chris Buescher. I think it's more up there around where Bubba Wallace and Chase Briscoe are. Everybody's got to maximize every opportunity today to move themselves forward.
They will have 160 laps, 400 miles of racing to maximize on any and all of those opportunities. We will find out who does go to victory lane just a couple of hours from now as we're just about set to go back trackside. Pre-race ceremonies have wrapped up. It is time now to get the command to fire the engines.
And now, here to say the most famous words in motorsports, please welcome three-time Pocono race winner, 2004 NASCAR Cup Series champion, and 2026 NASCAR Hall of Fame class member, Kurt Busch!
Pocono, are you ready? To my fellow drivers, start your engines!
Field of 37 comes to life. We are getting ready to go in the Poconos for the Great American Getaway 400.
Don't miss your chance to race for the million.
Finalists, are you ready?
Ready! The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back. Enter now to win a VIP trip to the NASCAR Cup Series Championship race at the Phoenix Raceway, where you could take home $1 million.
The winner is contestant number two, Lucy!
The race for the million is on.
I feel amazing.
Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that the average cow generates more than $21,000 a year in economic activity? These dollars are used throughout our communities, helping to support schools, roads, and local businesses. The dairy industry accounts for nearly 40% of all Wisconsin agriculture jobs. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all your hard work. This Dairy Month message is brought to you by Martin's Transport of Mondovi. Looking for a new career? It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Visit martin.com for more information.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Raceway, the field has come to life down on the pit lane. And again, as Kurt mentioned a moment ago, we have been delayed by rain earlier today. Thunderstorms moving through the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania. But the good news is everything is cleared out. The track is 100% dry. Kurt, all that we need now is for the pace car to ease off of pit road and start taking this field of 37 around this 2.5 mile racetrack.
In just a moment, we will hear from the gentleman who will call the action out in the corners for the Motor Racing Network today. I'm especially looking forward to that, Mike, because when you and I were kids and we would listen to Motor Racing Network from Pocono, did you find something just especially almost kind of mysterious about this racetrack?
I did. And then when we were able to enjoy it on TV, with no offense to our television brethren there, with the sound on or sound down, but the MRN broadcast up.
Right.
The pictures that were painted, and you're able to see the challenging nature of this racetrack. So many memories here in the Poconos from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and of course, you know, in the 2000s, 10s, and 20s. There's always been some surprises. There's always been some curveballs thrown these drivers' way. This was one of those tracks that, quite frankly, was labeled like an oddball track because it didn't look like any other place that we went. But with the unique nature of this track comes a unique set of challenges that one driver will be able to overcome today and will be able to etch their name on the list of winning drivers here at this track.
It was interesting just a week ago in Mexico City when someone on the staff at Autodromo, Hermanos Rodriguez, approached our group and asked one of our announcers, what is Pocono like? And then just to see their reaction, and the person said, I would love to see this track in person. We're fortunate we get to do so, and we get to describe the action here today.
The field is easing off of pit road behind the pace cars, so that gives us an opportunity to take a swing around this unique racetrack. Again, the Tricky Triangle is its nickname because the Pocono Raceway is shaped like a triangle. The front straightaway is the third longest straightaway on the NASCAR Tour. It gives the drivers a lot of opportunity to think, to negotiate, to perhaps maybe bargain with others on the racetrack and get their minds full of a scenario that would lead them into turn number one and ultimately lead them to the feet of Dave Moody of Barre, Vermont.
Thank you, Mike Bagley. Good afternoon, everybody. Yeah, plenty of time to think on that front straightaway. Sometimes too much time to think. Turn one here at Pocono is patterned after the old Trenton Speedway in Trenton, New Jersey. It's the highest banked of the three corners at a full 14 degrees. Where the thinking comes in, down that long straightaway, drivers can make plenty of moves, go three, four, sometimes even five wide into turn one. Starts and restarts often look like a miniaturized Oklahoma land rush. The problem is, if you're more than two abreast going into turn one, bad things are more than likely to happen. We'll cover it all from high atop the Coca-Cola billboard here in turn number one. Now let's go to the other end of the Long Pond straightaway in Marlboro, New Jersey's Tim Catalfamo.
Thank you very much, Dave Moody. Good afternoon, everyone. Here in turn number two, or otherwise known as the tunnel turn at Pocono Raceway. They'll head down that very Long Pond straight, which is over 3,000 feet long, to turn number two, which, as Dave was talking about in turn one, turn two is modeled after the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's a 90-degree left-hand corner. It's very fast, but it's extremely bumpy, and it's also extremely tough to go side by side through this end of the racetrack. You've got to be very careful because of the speed that you're carrying and how rough this section of the track is. When they race their way through the 8 degrees in turn number two, they'll swing wide up onto a shorter chute and make their way to the man making his Cup Series debut this afternoon for the Motor Racing Network, Shingle House, Pennsylvania's Nathan Prouty.
All righty, Tim. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. Once the field exits turn number two, they will head down the shortest of the three straightaways here at the Tricky Triangle, this one known as the Short Chute. This will lead them directly into a very flat, wide sweeping turn number three that is modeled after Milwaukee Mile with just 6 degrees of banking to its credit. There are multiple lanes up for grabs that will allow for passing and side-by-side battles. However, patience is key at this end of the racetrack as the drivers have to be very easy on the throttle to set up for good drive off as they get ready for the third longest straightaway in all of NASCAR. Once they exit turn number three, they will pass the What Turn Four sign painted on the outside safer barrier and head back in the view of the three gentlemen up in the booth of Mike Bagley, Kurt Becker, and Todd Gordon.
All right, thank you, Nathan. So that is a description of one lap around this Pocono layout, 2.5 miles. Again, our thanks, Dave, Tim, and Nathan. Green flag coming up.
Whether it's handling NASCAR's toughest tracks or on your personal car, Goodyear has a tire for you. Visit Goodyear.com to learn more about the complete tire lineup, including the high-performance Eagle F1 Asymmetric 6, the rugged all-terrain Wrangler Boulder MT, and the all-weather assurance Weather Ready 2 passenger tire. Goodyear has been building the world's finest tires for more than 125 years and continues to lead in technology and innovation. Goodyear, still, always, forever.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on a qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Keep your vehicle running at peak performance with routine car care from Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in Durand. Now through June 30th, save up to $20 on a full synthetic oil change and vehicle safety check. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your partner's network car care center is Adams Super Service, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit Martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Less than one lap from going under the green flag here at Pocono this afternoon. Time for a trip to pit road presented by Jack Links Duos. Craving something bold? Try new Jack Links Duos. Two jerky flavors in one pack. Original and teriyaki, jalapeno and mango, or buffalo style and ranch. Grab your favorite in the snack aisle today to the turn one end of pit road and Steve Post.
Shane Van Gisbergen picked up that win last week in Mexico City and a likely berth into the NASCAR playoffs with 10 races left. Until those playoffs, they've got a couple of goals. On the road courses, Chicago, Sonoma, Watkins Glen, maximize those days. They'll be really good on those tracks. On the ovals, continue the progress. He had an 18th place finish at Michigan. He was 14th in the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte. Talked to Stephen Doran, his crew chief. He said, we're getting top 20s consistently. We're capable of top 15s and maybe even a top 10 here along the way. Shane has really worked diligently at his craft. He relies on Kevin Harvick as his mentor on it. And qualifying was good here at Pocono. They qualified 23rd. This matches their best qualifying on an oval this season. Jason Toy?
You know, we heard the word strategy quite a bit throughout the afternoon here from the teams and the drivers. Well, one of the bits of that strategy is getting on and off pit road. We see green flag pit stops in different stages here and what folks might do to try to get themselves off sequence. But getting on the pit lane, we've heard how long this front stretch is. Running parallel with that is that pit lane. 55 miles per hour to get it bogged down to get into your pit stall. Now, the biggest thing here with this is you can't find yourself speeding down this pit lane, because if you do one mistake, that's going to throw that whole strategy off kilter. We'll see how what happens today. Trying to get on and off pit road here on the turn three end of pit road.
Let's get a Goodyear tire update presented by Goodyear, building tires for more than 125 years from the track to the street and in all conditions. Goodyear has a tire for you. Goodyear, still, always, forever.
These teams have a set of stickers on their car right now. Five sets of sticker tires in their pit box. You look at this strategy, should be three stops or four stops. They should have extra tires in case they need them.
Here comes the field off turn three to call the start of today's race for the Motor Racing Network. From Milford, Delaware, Mike Bagley.
Green flag is flying in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania. We are underway in the Great American Getaway 400. Denny Hamlin with a great start in that progressive Toyota. He will leap out into the clean air as everybody is stacked up behind him.
Chris Buescher trying to fight back on the inside, but he hasn't got the momentum. As a matter of fact, he's going to be in the middle of a three-wide battle. Carson Hocevar goes to the bottom, bypasses Buescher. And out to the outside, John Hunter Nemechek gets shuffled wide. He's going out of the top 10.
All that traffic now races their way down the Long Pond Straight for the first time. It is Denny Hamlin in his blue and white Toyota Camry leading the pack to turn number two. Chris Buescher will run second. Hocevar, Cole Custer, and Tyler Reddick, a
top five off two.
Reddick made a good move to the inside of Chase Briscoe in the tunnel turn. He'll take away the fifth position. Everybody, though, chasing Denny Hamlin through turn three for the first time.
Here they come now, working their way back towards start-finish to put the opening lap on the board. It is Denny Hamlin, the race leader, and he's opened up here by some 4 to 5 car lengths. Chris Buescher in second. Carson Hocevar goes third to turn one.
Here they come down the front straightaway and into turn one, and indeed, Denny Hamlin successful in putting the field at arm's length here in the early going. There's a challenge for the fourth spot. Down to the inside, Tyler Reddick makes the move on Cole Custer. He's halfway there, but here comes Custer back in the high groove.
They remain fighting for that fourth spot. Do Reddick and Cole Custer give it to Custer halfway down the straightaway. Custer goes to fourth. Reddick will tuck in line in the fifth spot. Further back outside of the top five, Daniel Suarez to the inside of Ty Gibbs for position.
They stay side by side as they exit the tunnel turn and work on the short shoot as they make their way into turn number three. It is going to be Ty Gibbs who has got the advantage now. Side by side, battling though off of turn three.
That is the race for the seventh position. Coming off the corner, Daniel Suarez digging hard to the inside. Ty Gibbs trying to side draft him. Christopher Bell looking on. Suarez refusing to let go of that spot as they continue that battle to Dave Moody.
Daniel Suarez squeezing up against the door of Ty Gibbs, trying to get a little bit of a side draft. It will give him a half a car length advantage on Henry into turn number one. He shoves Gibbs a little bit wide. Daniel Suarez will finish the pass on the long pond straightaway.
Daniel Suarez now slides in front of Ty Gibbs. Right behind Ty Gibbs, that's where you find the Christopher Bell Toyota. Gibbs not done with Daniel Suarez just yet. He pokes the left headlight to the inside of Suarez in turn two. Suarez throws the block.
Suarez pulls away by about two car lengths down the short chute, and Ty Gibbs, he had to fend off Bell. Bell now, he has fallen back into the clutches of John Hunter Nemechek. It's one car length between the two in turn three.
John Hunter Nemechek back in the 10th position, trying to rally back up through the top 10 after losing several spots on the opening lap, as Dave Moody described. The field goes back to turn one.
Battle is on for the number two position. Denny Hamlin's lead is stabilized at somewhere between 3 and 5 car lengths. Chris Buescher has a trunk full of Carson Hocevar. Hocevar gets a little tight on exit of turn number one. He'll give up a couple of car lengths heading for two.
Hocevar flexing a little bit of muscle here in the early portions of this race. He is a couple of car lengths behind the Chris Buescher Ford Mustang entering the tunnel turn. Buescher holds down second. Hocevar runs third off two.
Top three start to check out. The battle for fifth is starting to heat up behind them as now Cole Custer is under the gun from Chase Briscoe. Briscoe to the inside entering turn three. They're side by side.
Custer took corner entry a bit wide right there and that left the inside lane open for Chase Briscoe. A Ford Toyota wheel-to-wheel battle as it works its way out of turn number four. They are racing for the fifth spot. Briscoe will complete the pass, Dave, and Cole Custer quickly snaps that Ford back in line.
Indeed, Briscoe slides up across the nose of Custer. He'll take that spot at least for the moment. Cole Custer looking down to the inside, trying to counterattack in turn one. Nothing there. He'll fall back in line.
Cole Custer trailing Chase Briscoe this time at a turn number one. Custer right now holding down the sixth position. Briscoe is fifth. Daniel Suarez in the seventh spot has finally been able to break free and clear of the Ty Gibbs Toyota.
Daniel Suarez has pulled away and put some distance between him and Ty Gibbs. The battle for the lead starting to pick up further ahead. Here is Buescher. He is closing in on the back bumper of Denny Hamlin.
Since the drop of the green flag, Ross Chastain has moved from 21st to the 14th position. William Byron had to start near the back of the pack. He has gone now all the way up to 22nd, trying to work his way into the top 20 as the leaders go to turn one.
On the other side of the coin, Kyle Busch has got a handful here in the early going. He has dropped a number of positions headed toward the back of the pack. At the front of the field, Chris Buescher turning up the heat now on the back bumper of Denny Hamlin. He's just a car length back on the long pond straightaway.
Chris Buescher starting to bear down on the race leader, Denny Hamlin. Buescher will follow Hamlin in his wake down the long pond straightaway. Now setting up for the tunnel turn. Hamlin goes low. So does Buescher. They remain a half a car length apart, fighting for the lead.
Chris Buescher dogging the back bumper of Denny Hamlin, filling every inch of that rearview mirror. This time in turn three, Hamlin goes all the way to the bottom. Buescher goes a half group higher as they work onto the front straightaway.
If you are just joining us here on the Motor Racing Network, we have just gone under the green flag six laps ago. We have been delayed 2 hours and 10 minutes because of weather. We've just gone green, and the fans here in Pocono are being entertained with a great battle for the lead.
A hot and humid day here at Pocono, and the battle for the lead is just as hot. Here comes Chris Buescher. He jumps out of line, goes to the inside on Denny Hamlin. Hamlin, though, with the momentum up high, will hold him off for the moment.
Buescher had a little bit of look to the inside coming out of turn number one, but didn't quite have the momentum or the power to be able to make the pass. Instead, he follows Hamlin back to turn number two. This is now starting to draw the third place car of Carson Hocevar into this battle.
Hocevar with the front row seat to this ongoing battle for the race lead, but as Tim mentioned, Hamlin was able to put a car length between him and Chris Buescher. That's how they run in turn three.
Chris Buescher testing the waters with the race leader over the course of the last couple of laps. For now, he does remain in second, but he's not going away. Across the line they go. Denny Hamlin, the blue and white Toyota, leads back to turn one.
Chris Buescher doing a little experimenting here over the last couple of laps. He's tried a couple of different moves, neither of which were able to wrestle the lead away from Denny Hamlin. This time through turn one, he's content to follow in the tire track about three car lengths back.
So it's three car lengths separating the top two of Denny Hamlin and Chris Buescher. Then you find Carson Hocevar calmly running in the third spot. Tyler Reddick is fourth, and Chase Briscoe makes up the top five. Cole Custer is sixth. Daniel Suarez seventh. Ty Gibbs is eighth. Christopher Bell and John Hunter Nemechek the top ten.
And again, all that happening well behind Denny Hamlin, who has broken away from Chris Buescher, but Hocevar starting to track down Chris Buescher off turn three.
We've had this talk about everybody at the front. One of the cars that I've kept an eye on is William Byron. Made the pass on Austin Cindric. He's now up to 20th. He's going to be a factor in this race once he gets some track position work forward.
And he was pinned at the start because of an error in qualifying. He lost the handle of that car and made contact with the nose of it. He started in the 30th position, Dave, and as he works his way off the end of the long pond straightaway, he's making much progress towards the front.
Yeah, he's making good progress. He's not making any crazy moves, not taking a lot of risks, just passing cars where he can. He's put Cindric in the rear view, and Kurt Becker, he's already pulled away by four car lengths.
William Byron again in that Hendrick Cars Chevrolet making his way around Austin Cindric. He's got about seven car lengths, Nate, to make up on the Alex Bowman car. That's the next one for position.
He does, and he's doing a good job being very patient over here at this end of the racetrack in turn number three. He has still got some distance between the battle right in front of him as Bowman goes to the inside of Ryan Preece.
Also been watching the battle for 10th. John Hunter Nemechek and Brad Keselowski have been going at it there, and they've got company. Zane Smith is there, and Eric Jones as well.
Things started badly for John Hunter Nemechek as he got pushed three wide on the initial start down into turn number one. Lost a handful of positions. He's doing a good job of trying to gain some of them back. He's at the tail end of the front end of a four-man draft heading to turn two.
And some of those cars that are in that mix right in the rearview mirror of John Hunter Nemechek include the Brad Keselowski Ford Mustang. You also have Zane Smith about a car length behind Keselowski and the Eric Jones Toyota off two.
Brad Keselowski is searching desperately for a good run here in 2025. Stabilized now, trying to close in on the back bumper of John Hunter Nemechek there in turn three.
All of that racing going on well behind race leader Denny Hamlin, who comes across the start finish line and completes lap 10. He's led them all. Denny Hamlin large and in charge early here in Pocono.
At Eero, we believe it's time to get more Wi-Fi from your Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi that delivers on the promise of Wi-Fi 7 with lightning-fast speeds and minimal latency. Wi-Fi that lets us do all the things all at once and keeps us safe at the same time. It's time for Wi-Fi that's so reliable and easy, you don't even have to think about it. It's not too good to be true, it's just Eero. Learn more at Eero.com. That's Eero.com. Eero, the way Wi-Fi should be.
NASCAR's only street race returns to the streets of Chicago July 5th and 6th. Lock in your ticket to summer thrills now. Visit NASCARChicago.com for more.
The dry spell is over for Alex Bowman. One 90-degree right-hand turn remains. He makes it perfectly out onto the front straightaway. Checkered flag is in the air, and Alex Bowman has won in the streets of Chicago.
Before we get too deep into our coverage today from Pocono, I want to give a shout-out to one of our brothers here on the Motor Racing Network. Alex Hayden is not with us today. A-Train, feeling under the weather, returned home to his home in North Carolina. We'll look forward to having him rejoin us when we pick up the circuit at the Chicago Street Race in a couple of weeks. A-Train, we love you, and we're thinking about you. Right now, 11 laps are complete. Denny Hamlin, Chris Buescher, Carson Hocevar, Tyler Reddick, and Chase Briscoe round out the top five. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day. You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
We continue under the green flag in the Great American Getaway 400, the NASCAR Cup Series, in their one and only visit to the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania in 2025. And Kurt, so far, it's been all Denny Hamlin all the time.
It has, and we've talked about the fact that Chris Buescher has been close in that second position. He is just a car length behind the race leader. Todd Gordon, when we stepped away, you made the comment that Chris Buescher, over at the tunnel turn, you said he's been backing up the turn. For folks that are new to NASCAR, what does that mean?
Well, it's where you kind of start to lift early, get yourself a little separation, get the car settled so that you can get the point that you need to early in the corner and get back to throttle, exiting the corner a little bit better, especially when he gets close with these next-gen cars. If you get within two car lengths, the air gets really dirty, kind of backing it up to get clean air to make a better exit off of turn two, setting him up for that short shoot to turn three.
Right now, Chris Buescher is doing a great job staying with Denny Hamlin stride for stride in what, Tim Calafamo, is a private battle for the lead.
It is a private battle because Carson Hocevar is about 10 or 15 car lengths behind these top two of Denny Hamlin and Chris Buescher. Hamlin holds the lead, but Buescher has been able to stay with him and continues to fill his rearview mirror.
Chris Buescher has not let Denny Hamlin get away by any means. Hamlin can still see the whites in Buescher's eyes as they enter turn three. Hamlin about a half a groove higher as they work back onto the front straightaway.
Of course, Chris Buescher went out and had a solid qualifying run, qualified on the front row for today's race. Dave, there's always the question. Qualifying is one thing. The race is another, but Chris has already answered that question, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think he has. The front 5, 10, 15 cars were all good qualifiers. The vast majority of them are really good racers right now. Chris Buescher just doing enough. He's pestering Denny Hamlin. Hasn't made any serious bids as of yet, Kurt, but he's right there just in case.
You get the sense that Chris Buescher, Dave, is just continuing to follow Denny Hamlin at his own pace and is not really pushing his Ford Mustang too hard right now. They remain two car lengths apart off the tunnel turn.
That battle stays the same as it was a lap ago. We documented that Hocevar has fallen away from the top two. He is now backing into the clutches of Tyler Reddick, who runs in fourth, closing in on third.
14 laps to go in the opening stage here at Pocono Raceway. Denny Hamlin's blue and white progressive Toyota has led every lap so far. Although, Dave, within the last couple of laps, they'll say Chris Buescher is starting to back up inch by inch.
Yeah, but Buescher's been trying to keep it close, and as I mentioned, has been pestering him a little bit. All of a sudden, the lead is ballooned to four, maybe five car lengths as they exit turn one to the long pond straightaway.
Hamlin's starting to pull away from Chris Buescher just a little bit, so Buescher has fallen off of the back bumper of Denny Hamlin. He'll still, though, hold down the second spot. Further back, there's a good battle side by side headed to the tunnel turn. Outside
outside of the top five. Ty Gibbs and his black Toyota to the inside of Daniel Suarez. He'll make the pass off turn two.
What a move there by Ty Gibbs. He chops off the nose of Daniel Suarez, slides right in front of Suarez Chevy Camaro. Ty Gibbs gets by, and now he will set his sights on a long way to Cole Custer.
So that will move Gibbs up into the seventh position as the field comes back across the line. We've also been keeping watch on William Byron, his progress through the field. He has now worked his way up into 18th. They all go back to turn one.
If you're talking about who's got a good long run car, I think it's becoming clear with every passing lap. Denny Hamlin's got a really good long car over the long run. He is pulling away now from Chris Buescher. Kurt, that leads almost 10 car lengths.
It is, and it's about 20 car length gap back to the third place car of Carson Hocevar. Tyler Reddick is fourth. Chase Briscoe, the fifth spot. Here is Christopher Bell to the inside of Daniel Suarez. They're wheel-to-wheel out of two.
And they stay door-to-door off the tunnel turn down the short shoot. It is Suarez who has got the advantage for the time being, but Bell on the inside. He will power in front. Bell takes the Toyota Camry by Suarez. Here comes Kozlowski following in his tire track.
Christopher Bell had power steering issues yesterday in qualifying. Looks like those gremlins are gone, and C. Bell is powering his way to the front, now running in the ninth position. Here is how they're running currently, presented by Napa. Napa and their nationwide network of parts, service, and know-how are built to turbocharge businesses, big, small, and everything in between. Learn more at NapaOnline.com.
This is with 18 laps complete. Denny Hamlin, the race leader. Chris Buescher goes second. Tyler Reddick is third. Carson Hocevar is fourth. Chase Briscoe, fifth. Cole Custer is sixth. Ty Gibbs, we talked about him moving up into seventh. Christopher Bell has moved up to eighth with Brad Keselowski getting around Daniel Suarez. So Brad is now ninth and Suarez is 10th.
After a top five starting position, John Hunter Nemechek has slid back to 11th. Zane Smith is 12th with Eric Jones 13th. Joey Logano is 14th and Chase Elliott is 15th. Ross Chastain is running in the 16th position. Alex Bowman is 17th. William Byron up to 18th with Austin Dillon 19th. And Ryan Preece is 20th.
Kyle Larson shows in 21st with Austin Cindric 22nd. Shane Van Gisbergen 23rd. Ryan Blaney is back in 24th. He now moves up one spot around Van Gisbergen. Further back, Riley Herbst is in 25th. Kyle Busch, 26th. Justin Haley, 27th. Noah Gregson, 28th. Josh Berry, 29th. And Bubba Wallace, 30th.
A.J. Allmendinger is 31st. Ty Dillon is 32nd. 33rd to Michael McDowell. 34th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. And 35th is Todd Gilliland. Cody Ware is in 36th. And Brennan Poole is in the 37th and final position. One lap down, all cars on the racetrack, and everybody is in hot pursuit of Denny Hamlin, who leads at lap 19.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on the qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Are you ready for sights, sounds, and speed that'll shake you to your core? To see NASCAR stars like Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, and Ross Chastain attack the asphalt? Are you ready to make memories that'll last a lifetime? Yeah? You're ready. Then we got one more question. What are you waiting for? To experience the thrill of a NASCAR race in person, visit NASCAR.com/tickets.
Carson Hocevar went for a wild ride a lap ago here at Pocono. The back end of the car stepped out from underneath him in turn number three. He made slight contact with the right rear, able to hang on to the car as the nose was basically pointed to the motorhomes in the infield. A follow-up in his pit in just a moment. Nine laps to go in stage one. Denny Hamlin, Chris Buescher, Tyler Reddick, Carson Hocevar, and Chase Briscoe are the top five. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Welcome back to the Pocono Raceway, presented on MRN by Progressive Insurance. It's easy to bundle your home and car insurance at progressive.com.
Good battle shaping up from fourth on back. Chase Briscoe at the head of that line, headed to turn one.
Chase Briscoe's been on the attack, trying to take advantage of Carson Hocevar, who got a little bit of a wall a lap or so ago. Minimal, if any, damage on the Hocevar machine. They nearly get together at the exit of turn number one.
Chase Briscoe makes that pass on Carson Hocevar, and he's bringing Cole Custer with him. Here is Cole Custer in his red and black Ford Mustang to the left side of Carson Hocevar. Into the tunnel turn, give the spot to Custer.
Hocevar, he lost a lot of momentum when he bounced off the wall, still trying to find his footing, but he powers back to the inside of Custer with the crossover move. Side by side, through turn three, they're wheel to wheel.
This is the race for the fifth position. Steve Post, any concern there for the Carson Hocevar car?
Doesn't sound like it on the radio. He'd been fighting a snug condition, especially in turn number three, and just as he was fighting that, the car snapped loose and he slapped the wall, but it has no conversation about it other than getting him back focused on racing here within the top five. That's Carson Hocevar's story.
Yeah, he's been hanging in there pretty well. In fact, he did just lose the fifth position just a second ago. Cole Custer went around him. Hocevar, though, still maintains the sixth spot, and the better news even for him is that we've got a long way to go here today. Just 24 laps into the race. Lap 30 will mark the conclusion of the opening stage.
When they come to the start-finish line, five laps to go in stage one. Todd, do you expect some drivers to flip this stage?
I do, but as I look at the times that are out here, I don't feel like there's much more than the top 10 that could actually be aggressive and flip this stage, and some of those guys are really in that points battle we talked about. They're going to want to stay out for stage points, so we'll see how many of those actually come and take advantage of it.
Todd says the top 10 because they're pretty spread out. You got to go back to the 11th position where Daniel Suarez rides 15 seconds behind the race leader, and there's that magical number that we've discussed this weekend so far. Matter of fact, Daniel Suarez is going to take advantage right now. He's going to bring that Trackhouse Chevrolet off the racetrack, and Daniel Suarez at 50 miles an hour will make his way to his pit stall for his first pit stop of the afternoon in front of Steve Post.
Daniel Suarez brings his white, blue, and maroon Chevrolet into the attention of the crew around to the outside. Matt Swiderski, the crew chief on this one, making the call to bring him in. Chassis adjustment on the Suarez car. Round to the left side, Sunoco Racing fuel plugged in. Goodyear tires on. Waiting on the fuel, Daniel Suarez down and away.
So Daniel Suarez, who qualified in the top 10 and had maintained a running position in the top 10, the first driver to visit pit road here in the opening stage of the race. Denny Hamlin just went across start finish. We've got just a little under four laps to go. He has led every lap thus far in this opening stage.
So as he works his way around the racetrack, the next time they come around, that's when we expect those to come to pit road that will short pit. Let's pick up the leaders on the Long Pond straightaway.
Here is Denny Hamlin racing his way to the tunnel turn, leading Chris Buescher by about 10 car lengths. They both cleanly exit turn two.
And how impressive has Denny Hamlin been here in the opening stage? Buescher was able to keep him within striking distance, but Hamlin, he is completely checked out now here in turn three.
So Daniel Suarez came to pit road 15.1 seconds behind the leader, had an 11.2 second pit stop, and now he has a 1 second buffer back to the leader, Denny Hamlin.
Watching the opening of pit road, nobody is taking the opportunity to come to pit road in the front five, but we've got takers behind them. Here come Carson Hocevar, Brad Keselowski, Cole Custer, Ty Gibbs, Christopher Bell, and John Hunter Nemechek. They're going to flip the stage, and it begins in front of Jason Toy.
Christopher Bell's car has been pretty stagnant. Really no forward advancement of the air pressure adjustment for him. Ty Gibbs, a little stuck. They're going to free him up. Set up no fuel. Four racing Goodyear Eagles going on. Further up, John Hunter Nemechek. He's going four tires, set up no fuel. He's waiting on the fuel. He's down the way. Steve Boat.
Carson Hocevar is in. That car went from snug to very, very loose after he smacked the outside wall. Luke Lambert said, let's continue here and work on racing on that race car. Brad Keselowski is in, and Cole Custer having a solid day. He is in, flipping the stage here, lap number 27.
Denny Hamlin, the race leader, stays on the racetrack. Also, Chris Buescher, who rides in second, stays on the track. Pit road is closed. Two laps to go in stage one. The leader's in turn one.
Denny Hamlin into turn number one. He's only about six or seven car lengths behind the Daniel Suarez machine. A couple of other cars in front of Suarez by another 10 to 15 car lengths. Just trying to hang on till the end of the stage.
Yeah, some of those cars ahead of Daniel Suarez trying to stay ahead of the leader, Denny Hamlin, include John Hunter Nemechek, Christopher Bell, and the aforementioned Daniel Suarez, trying to stay ahead of Denny Hamlin to the end of the stage.
And as much as Denny Hamlin would love to put competitors a lap down, he's got to be very easy, very careful here in the closing laps of stage number one. He has got about five car lengths before he gets to the first lap machine of Daniel Suarez.
Off the corner, here is the final lap of stage one for Denny Hamlin. He'll cross the start-finish line. Not going to put anybody a lap down. He's not close enough to do that. But he is well on his way to another stage win in 2025.
Well, every step of the way here in stage number one, he is about 10, maybe 12 car lengths behind the Daniel Suarez machine. No danger for Suarez as Denny Hamlin exits turn one for the final time in stage one.
Denny Hamlin has no plans to pass Daniel Suarez, Christopher Bell, or any of these drivers in front of him right now. Hamlin, the leader, about 20 car lengths behind him is Chris Buescher. Buescher too far back to challenge off the tunnel turn.
It's no secret how good Denny Hamlin is here at the tricky triangle, and he is about to add another stage win to the resume in turn three for the final time in stage one.
Points paying window opens for stage number one here at Pocono. Starter leans out across the flag stand. Denny Hamlin comes off turn three and sees the green and white checkered flag. He will win the opening stage of today's race. Time now to check the top 10 in this opening stage, presented by Powerball. The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back. Start your entries for the chance to win $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR. Denny Hamlin wins the stage. Chris Buescher second. Tyler Reddick third. Chase Briscoe fourth. Eric Jones completes the stage in fifth. Zane Smith sixth. Joey Logano seventh. Chase Elliott eighth. William Byron worked his way up to ninth. And Alex Bowman finishing stage one in 10th.
At NAPA, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, NAPA has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission, to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know. Never know how.
At Progressive, we understand the bond you have with your boat. It's why people name theirs.
I named my boat Sure Don't. Get it? The other day when my friend said, hey, Larry, you want to head back in? It looks like it might rain. I said, Sure Don't. I guess they didn't get it because they didn't laugh.